one even knows that all of history is about to pivot on its axis and move from a downward spiral to what could be an upward spiral because of him. As I think about that, as I've been reading the scriptures these days, I've been thinking about that in light of how Jesus describes himself as he's old enough to talk. He was meant to be a king, but he never looks to call himself a king, a ruler of any kind. But when he's questioned by Pilate, he says, "You are right in saying that I am a king," but he doesn't self-proclaim it. He's also not a sage or a wise teacher, although his followers follow him. And Jesus tells them, "You call me teacher, and you are right to call me teacher." But he doesn't claim that for himself or any specific title in that era and time in which he lived. We live in an era where everyone is encouraged to proclaim their identity and whatever that means in light of the color of their skin or the feelings internally to them. Everyone's got to determine who they are and they've got to live into that. But Jesus just follows with the path that God has given him. And he doesn't look to prove anything. I find it interesting that in John's gospel he writes and says things like, "I am." Hear with me the gospel from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 10. And Jesus self-identifies. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep, so when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." Gospel of Jesus for us. There are three things that I hear, and maybe you heard, coming out of this. Jesus says that I'm the good shepherd, a good one who does what is good by the people over whom he has power, even if it's not elected power or militaristic power. He does good by those who are with him. Even when they're suffering, he doesn't back off to preserve himself. He doesn't look out for number one. He looks out for every other number. And that's the way he always does. Even now, he does what is good by those who've come to him, no matter how low or how high they might think they are. Even when danger comes, he is there to shield them. The second thing that he says is that he knows those who are coming near to him, knows them by name. In the Middle East at that time, shepherds didn't raise their sheep for slaughter like they do in so many other countries of the world. They raised them for wool. And so they had a long-term relationship with their sheep. And when they called them, they named them. And as they counted them, we're told that they do that by name. And the sheep knows its own sound, much like a dog knows its name. You can still go to the Middle East and see that phenomenon at work even now. Jesus is very personal with every person who comes to him. And no matter how many hundreds of thousands are in the flock, he calls us by name. He knows us individually. Our traits, our foils, our characteristics. Amazing. And he also says in that midst of that, "I have sheep that are not of this pen." Jesus came to a place in time where religion was a pen. It was how you kept people boxed in. It was how you told them how they should live and what they should think and where they should go and where they shouldn't go. And the religious leaders were like the pen keepers. But notice that Jesus says, I have other sheep, and when they follow me, they will be one flock. And he even avoids the word pen, as if to say, I will take them out and they will see greater spaces and places. And it's not going to be about penning them in anymore. It's going to be about the center of gravity being me, not some perimeter over which they cannot cross. I know so many people who say, I have no use for religion. I don't need to be penned in. I can figure out where I'm supposed to go by myself. And Jesus says, that's fine. The world is wide. Life is a gift, but I'm not about penning you in. I'm about leading you to the best place you could possibly be, because I'm a good shepherd. The third thing we hear in this little self-identification is Jesus saying that he has power over death. You can't kill this. And even if you do, it's because I let you, and I can take it up again. I will come back from the dead. And so does everyone who takes life with me. I offer the best life now, and I offer the best life that goes way past the barrier of death. And the older we get and the closer we come to that moment, the more powerful this becomes for us. We face our mortality, our sickness, our struggle, wondering if we'll ever be strong again. And Jesus says, I have authority. Have you not seen me heal the blind? Have you not seen me raise Lazarus from the dead? I am the life. And he who comes to me will have life and have it forever. And even if he dies, he will live. Jesus, I find it interesting that you don't identify with the rulers of the day in which you were born, Herod and all of his incredibly manipulative power to stay in power, even when he shouldn't have, long, long after Mark Antony had appointed him, and his sons, and his grandsons, and one of his great-grandsons, way past this time. Some leaders have a way of just sticking around even when they shouldn't. And Jesus, you don't identify with rulers like that. You're not about self-preservation, and you're not even like the wise, like the magi who came to see you because they recognized prophecies were being fulfilled by a sign in the sky. Somehow they knew. But you don't claim to have that great wisdom that everyone should just be silent when you speak. You take people chattering as they come. You listen. You hear them. What will Jesus do for us? What will he be for us? He will be those three things: the one who is good, who does good to you even to his own harm, as he's proven. He will be the one who knows you by name, who calls you always and hears your individual voice because he recognizes it, just like you will come to recognize his. And he is the one who says, I have a vision for your life, a vision that goes even past the deterioration and the suffering that leads into death. I will walk with you there and beyond to the best place you can be. You see, it's not about being penned up. It's about being let out so that you can identify in a more deep and powerful way than any other label you could find in this culture at this time. Jesus, you are a good shepherd. I hear that today. I'm ready to move towards your voice because I recognize you are the God you claimed to be. Good, knowing, life-giving. In your bulletin, there's a short little prayer in a box at the bottom of the left-hand inside side. And it says it's a prayer of response. And this is a prayer I would encourage you to join me in praying. Maybe you're here today and you've never said, Oh, great shepherd, I see what joy is possible, not just because of Bethlehem, but because all that came afterwards. And in this life and in death and even in life after death, you still call me. I don't want to be penned in by my ideas, my labels, my identity, my religion. I want to be let free into the wider, better space you have in mind for me. Maybe you'll pray these words with me. Maybe you'll pray them for the first time, and if you do, I hope you'll tell me about it, or one of our staff members. We would love to celebrate this moment of taking Jesus for who he claims he is. Let's pray it together. God, in love you made us, and you know us each by name. You have given us Jesus, the true shepherd, who can forgive all sin and mend all brokenness. I hear you calling and turn to you in faith. Forgive me of my sins. Lead me into your great flock. Guide me by your Spirit and use me to extend your hope in all the world. In Jesus' name, amen.